Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache dalla galassia. Tutto quello che trovate e ascoltate su Fantascientificast e sul podcast del network è offerto gratuitamente a tutti, con alcune semplici limitazioni. Nonostante ciò, realizzare un podcast ha dei costi. Le infrastrutture di hosting e di streaming, la licenza SIAE, le apparecchiature e i software utilizzati comportano dei costi, alcuni ricorrenti. Questo lavoro è sostenuto esclusivamente dalle donazioni dei lettori e degli ascoltatori. Da voi, insomma. Se volete, potete darci un segno tangibile del vostro gradimento, per esempio offrendoci una birra romulana o un gotto esplosivo pangalattico tramite una donazione libera equivalente. Anche un paio di euro. Tutto fa brodo se siete in tanti. Il vostro sostegno ci permette di restare indipendenti e di non pubblicare o trasmettere marchette. Cosa più importante, l'equipaggio di Fantascientificast adora morbosamente la birra romulana e il gotto esplosivo pangalattico. Ma soprattutto, a me fa impazzire la mousse di silicio che, detto fra di noi, fa così bene ai miei circuiti. Sostenerci, insomma, è veramente cosa buona e giusta, nonché saggia. Potete farlo con diverse modalità che trovate nell'apposita sezione del nostro sito, oppure acquistando le opere trattate o che consigliamo tramite i link Amazon proposti sul nostro sito. Grazie.
Then it's mine. All mine. What you are about to hear is the most beautiful sound in the galaxy.
That's fine. That's fine. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Portuguese for Beginners.
How was this talk?
Spa was great. Can you tell? Yeah, it was just came out of the steam room. I love the spa. Am I going to juggle oranges again?
So you don't have to turn.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's always in front. I put it down here. It's okay.
I know. What?
Can everybody? I should sit so everyone can see me. There you go.
Okay, I'll sit here.
Now you can see me. Yeah, you can sit there. Okay. Hello, hello. I don't know. What do I talk about? I answer questions. That's what I do. Here. Okay, go ahead, Emilio. Oh, you have, okay. You should have saved some for today. I love the Italian word, mascherina. Okay.
When you did your single episode of SG-1, you were already aware that you were going to appear in Atlantis.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And it was ironic because the appearance that I had on SG-1 was filmed in Atlantis. So it was like a regular day at work. I didn't know it was, I just went in and I just did the scene as it was, and it was just a regular Atlantis scene. But it turned out to be SG-1, so it didn't really feel different, because I believe the episode was that they come to Atlantis, Dan and...
The crossover.
The crossover episodes, yeah, they would do those, they would do those a lot. Yeah. So that was an easy one. It wasn't even like doing a crossover. I never got to leave Atlantis. I was always in the control room. I was always the one worrying about whether Windows would boot up or not. The universe runs on Windows. We had one of those. I take it. This is from coming from the steam room. Oh my gosh. We had one of those, an IT guy, and they have, there's a voice pattern recognition in Microsoft called Microsoft Sam, mm-hmm. I believe. It talks like this. So he would always, he had control, he didn't in this control room, it was behind the scenes, and he controlled all of the laptops on set. And so, you know, between takes, he would come on and he would type something on me. You are a bad actor. That kind of stuff is funny.
So you made quite good friends on that series, right?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone is everywhere. Everyone is everywhere else. So closest is Jewel and Paul. They are in Vancouver. David is in Toronto. That's 5,000 kilometers. David Hewlett, very rarely, very rarely. I think the last time I saw him was like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, so not so much. Not for any lack of anything. If I was in Toronto, I'd look him up. I don't know if he'd look me up if he comes to Vancouver. But no, he's working in, I don't know what he's doing now. I just know one from Facebook what he's doing, just as you all do. Yeah.
But the two that are in Vancouver, you see each other.
Yeah, Paul and I always go cycling, and I always go by his house and stop in, and we end up having a beer.
And David is a close friend also with Peter Williams.
Peter Williams, yeah, he's here. He's fantastic. Too bad we have to be inside today because of the weather, because last time he was here, he put a picture of himself, and I wanted to take the same picture and post it on him. I was like, hey, Peter, I'm here now. He's great, yeah. Peter's a lot of fun. He always comes over to our house whenever he's in Vancouver as well. Yeah.
Yes, because he lives in where? In Toronto?
No, he lives far north in Toronto. He lives in what's called cottage country, about 200 kilometers north of Toronto.
And every now and then he goes to
Racebridge.
Caribbean.
And then, yeah, he has a place somewhere down on the island there in the Caribbean. Yeah. I'm in Antigua. Yeah. Lucky bastard.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yes, it's beautiful.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, you've been there?
Yeah.
Okay, to his place?
He's been everywhere.
Yeah? Yeah, no, he's a lot of fun, Peter. And who else? Friends from that show. Some of the directors, Martin Wood, I know him. Andy Mikita, they work quite a bit. And Amanda, she directs now too. She's
Tapping.
Yeah, Amanda Tapping, yeah. I just use first name because I assume everybody knows. Everybody loves Amanda.
And what about Arrow? Arrow is still shooting.
No, Arrow has finished. Arrow finished about 3 years ago, four years. Oh, yeah, it was shot in Vancouver, yeah.
Are you still in touch with someone?
Paul Blackthorne, he played...
We have the...
Quentin Lance.
Encyclopedia.
We have Google right here. Okay. Okay, Paul Blackthorne, but he lives in London, so I saw him last when I was in at the Comic-Con there in Telford. Probably both.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone makes a distinction. Yeah, it's funny. Some shows, I mean, it makes sense, but some shows are very good for conventions, and others. I did an HBO series, for example. It would never have a convention based on that. It was an HBO series filmed in Prague about what? Well, yes, I also did Carnival Row. Yeah, that was a weird one because that ended up just being two episodes, and then. The producer that brought me in was fired, and I kind of ended up going with him. It was a show called Bezviedomi, which is what was the translation? Sleepers. Sleepers is the translation, and it's a 6-part miniseries, and it's all about the fall of communism in Prague, 1989. So it was period piece, right? So it was like making Prague look like 1989, like it looked like before the communists. It was very difficult because everything is new and fixed in Prague, so they had to find the old run-down Prague.
Must have been difficult also for you to go back at that time.
No, because for me it was more of a romantic thing to go back to that time, because for me it was when I came to Prague for the first time in 1990, that's what it looked like, but it was after the wall came down, so it was all very exciting, and it was very cheap, it was great to live there, the food, the rent. We did a lot of theater, the beer, everything. So it was all of the 90s were a fantastic time to stay, to be there. So that when I came and started filming, they gave one of the menus, and it was literally the way it was typed. You know, the some is that typewriters, utopense, and then dot, and the price, you know, the way they used to do menus. And it was exactly done the same way, and that brought me right back. It was really cool. I play an English spy.
Yes. May I ask you?
Yeah, if you get a chance, it's very, very good. It's very obscure. It's hard to find. Easier here, I think. The Sleepers.
No, we can find
HBO. It. Yeah, HBO, if you have a chance.
I think it was never doubting into Italian, but probably it will be.
Yeah.
Also on Arte.
Arte? Okay. And that's a channel here, aren't they?
It's only limited to stuff, I think it's gone. But you can get it on DVD now.
Oh, okay.
From Czech suppliers, but Bonponland will sell abroad and you can order.
Yeah, but it was an international production.
Just give me the microphone.
It was an international production, right?
No, it was Czech.
No.
It's Czech. My character spoke English. English, because I'm the. We don't know, but yes, I'm the spy, and half of my role is in English and half is in Czech, which is why they hired me.
It's an HBO production, but of a Russian.
HBO. It's called HBO Europe.
Okay.
And they're out of London, and
they. That's what I remember.
Yeah, they. Yeah, they're the HBO London, but they have, because I think the laws around streaming, that you have to film in every one of those countries, like Netflix has the same thing, that if
if Netflix is to be shown streaming there, they have to film there too.
Yes.
So that's why they do projects all over Europe.
Yeah.
They have HBO Nordic, they have HBO Portugal, they have HBO Czech, they have HBO. And Amazon too, yeah, but for the right to be able to. Of course, it's fantastic. Yeah.
We cannot have all the American, basically, TV series.
No.
And with Netflix too, lots of Australian TV series came. Spanish, German, Danish, lots of them. So
yeah.
I think also the...
And all of them translated and dubbed, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
With the exception of Squid Game and another one that is going to be dubbed. So they were subtitled into Italian. Before.
Yes.
Because they didn't know probably how the audience would react.
Yeah.
And so before investing a lot of money into dubbing, they chose just the subtitle.
To subtitle it.
That, for example, Squid Game was a huge hit.
Yeah. I think dubbing is becoming more and more, subtitles are becoming more and more acceptable because the generation now on YouTube, every video has the words on it and people are used to, I mean, you watch a video with the sound off and you can read it.
Yes, but unfortunately, I think in Italy, I go against my, not my work, but I think unfortunately in Italy, people still like to have, even if they're watching the original, dubbed. Because to me, it was just stupid to have Squid Game that already aired in Italy and was a huge hit dubbed into Italian. But a lot of people watch it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think people think that if there's a different language, people will change the channel, that they don't want to watch it. Yeah. Yeah, because it's from different places.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's.
It was, 95% up to, 5 years ago, I would say 95% of the TV series that were aired in Italy were from USA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now it's much.
Yeah, now we have, and some of them are really good.
The golden age of television. I think so. Most of the good shows are now becoming, TV.
Yes, exactly. Plus what we were saying yesterday, finally, in the United States too, they managed to understand that if you are an actor, you do play, theater,
mm-hmm.
you do movies,
mm-hmm. And I won't do commercials.
Of course.
And now everybody does commercials.
Yeah,
the Sniffers was never released in Italian yet.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Okay. It hasn't been released in the UK.
Well, apart from the DVD, now we couldn't watch it legally.
No.
Because HBO.
Oh, legally.
Legally.
Yeah.
I absolutely never saw it the day it was released in the Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
but because HBO has a deal with Sky Television,
mm-hmm.
in the UK, they can only take HBO shows through Sky, so they have to actually want it and acquire it, and they won't take foreign things.
Mm.
Because they assume people won't want to watch.
Yes, plus Sky, of course, if Sky UK buys the product, then that product can be aired only in United Kingdom and Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And maybe Ireland. I don't know. I think so.
With Brexit.
Brexit, not now. But
even before that, I think it was always iffy with the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, but I think as long as we're here to
I was sorry. No, I'm kidding. I guess sometimes I ask questions, where is it released and how is it, and it's so out of your control, right? Out of my control, who shows it and who does it, yeah. That are being missed, and this is a good example. I think it's a good show. It's an excellent show. I think it's a really good show. Yeah, it's a good show. I should think. I know of it.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you're referring to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the characters from the, because it's a series, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where they come and they do money heist. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well it's not that. It's much more complicated.
But what's amazing about
money heist?
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Spanish.
Oh, it's Spanish.
And how they put the music. Music is a part of the series. It's not just background music.
Oh, cool.
It has a meaning.
Oh, okay.
It has a meaning. And then everything, the choreography, I think it's really well done.
I should watch that. And then it goes, how many seasons are Money Heist? Five.
Claro,
sì.
But you know the actors, the scripts are really good, and the actors are really good, and they were not expecting, especially the producers, so they did very crazy things.
Yeah. But that's a good example of how, because there's films being, TV series being done all over the world, that you get really good products from someplace where you would not expect.
And that was the first great Spanish program that we had, and then lots of other TV series from Spain.
Spain, yeah. And Korea is another good example, right, with Squid Game. Nobody thought Korea would turn into a powerhouse.
Some Spanish actors now are in American TV series.
Yeah, because of that. Mm-hmm. Some Czech actors are in American TV series, too. I think so. I think I'm the only one. I don't. That's what they tell me when I go back there. They say, "How did you do it?" Well, I've been living there my whole life. So.
There is a difference.
There is a difference. Yeah, there is a difference. What is the most popular show on TV now in Italy? Turn it around. Ask you a question. Okay. Well, what's everyone's favorite TV show that's on now? No. I'm gonna get everyone arguing.
Well, some Italian.
Lola.
Oh yes, it's a comic.
Lola.
Lolo.
Lolo.
LOL.
Oh, LOL. Laugh out loud. The Canadian version is
awful.
If there's a Canadian version, it's called LOL. What do they do? What do they do? What do they laugh out loud about? Last one laughing.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I saw that an ad for that. It looked kind of, yeah, I try not to laugh sort of thing, yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, but actually there was, before that, an LOA Canadian TV series on Right to, you know that?
Yeah.
The one that is silent. I mean, people are not speaking. Yeah. That's amazing, I think.
Yeah, yeah, really I saw an ad for it. Yeah. That seems like a weird concept.
But do you watch television?
I think that was because they wanted to show it in English parts of Canada, English speaking parts of Canada.
And French.
Yeah. There's another show called Just for Laughs out of Montreal, and they do very similar to a show that happened in the 70s and 80s called Candid Camera.
Yeah.
Where they would hide the camera and... And you see that on airplanes sometimes where they make, and it's also because it's in French, there's no language, right? It's just gags, and they fool people, and they do stupid gags to people on the street, and then they say, oh, there's a camera there. And that goes all over the world. But that's shot in French Canada, yeah.
So basically in Canada, where you live, for example, you can watch either English channels or French channels.
Everything English or French. There's not too many French channels in Vancouver. But all of our products are English and French.
Okay.
So you have everything, you have bilingual on the thing. That's about the only French you really see in Vancouver, but... Yeah, that's about the only French that you see in Vancouver, otherwise...
Which one?
I'm just saying that you only see it on products, right?
Oh,
like
okay.
Like you'll say, you know, water low. And then that's about it. But the Canadian French is, comprends pas français, comprends bien, like that.
No.
It's a horrible... Yeah, French Canadian is pretty bad.
Well,
they call them ducks because they talk like ducks. And it's also a very old French because when it came there, it was, and it didn't grow, right? It stayed there, and French has evolved. It's a modern language, world language. But the one in Quebec just sort of kind of died. Yeah, medieval, yeah. So it's quite funny. There's lots of good French jokes. Hey there, do you have a cigarette? Can I bum you? Things like that. There she was, gone. Things like that. That doesn't translate very well. Has anyone been to Canada before?
Airport in transit.
The Canadian side of Niagara Falls, yeah, that's where everybody is.
One.
You've never heard? Yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I know. Quebec, Montreal, yeah. Montreal's nice.
Sardinia, ce l'ha proprio qui, eh.
Sardinia.
Ah, Sardinia.
With a country the size of Canada, it's possible to live in one place and never...
Other
place. It's 5,000, 6,000 kilometers, you know, and it's the same country. It's kind of crazy like that.
But you speak French too?
Oui, je parle français un peu. On doit l'apprendre en Canada.
L'école.
À l'école, oui.
Wasn't in l'école de my vineyard.
Picard, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always had a little hope. I once was in Minnesota, you know, on the Gale, and
if you ever go to the West. The West is the best.
What about
the West?
Well, I mean, the classics like, you know, Fellini, Antonioni, we were talking about that, and you were asking the question today, do we know an England contemporary? And that's a very good question, is that from contemporary Italian cinema?
Well, probably
Benigni, Roberto Benigni.
Yeah.
We were talking about coffee.
Sorrentino.
quality or the
beauty
of.
La Gran Bellezza.
Oh, yeah, La Gran Bellezza, yes, 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 yes. And that was when?
4 years.
That was the French, the foreign language.
Yes. Also this year, yes, è stato la mano di Dio. We have an Italian movie at the Oscar also this year for the foreign movies, Sorrentino. È stata la mano di Dio. It was the hand of God.
Okay. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Abba?
No.
Oh no.
Quick.
What do you think is the state of Italian cinema now?
Well, no, but the Manetti brothers, I like very much the Manetti brothers. I think they're really good.
The which?
Manetti, which is the surname, brothers.
Okay.
I have to be really good with the Blu-ray or whatever this one. Lo chiamavano Cicropo. Do you know Cicropo? It was a sort of. Well, it's a Japanese robot. Okay, it was a very famous
robot or robot? Oh, okay.
Yes.
More superheroes. Like a twisted. And this is the Manettini directing, or this is another thing? This is another one. Who directed? What's it called? Jean.
Yes.
Okay.
He won everything. Mm-hmm. Because he was best actor, best actor, so it was not a superhero movie and that's it. It was really, I mean, usually David Donatello in the past was won by, I don't know, Fellini.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of, so it's really, really good.
That's great. This is great. This is an education in Italian. Misfits.
Misfits, yeah. That suddenly they became, they acquired superpowers, but they were boys and girls living on the border of society. They were just the same as this Jake Robot.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man on the cruise boat, burnout, okay, living on the border of society, doing little. That he felt in the river Tevere in Rome, that is very
Because of the polluted river.
Yes, because of the pollution.
If you want, there's a very good page on Wikipedia.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I've got the trailer
Okay.
It's probably the.
Excuse me. It's okay.
The volume.
He's a very good actor.
Tu conosci il gruppo d'acciaio?
Chi?
Ma che pure c'ha la spada lata?
La spada chi?
Io voglio fare botto. Voglio che la gente si pega a pecoroni quando non incontra passata.
Che bravo.
Ma
potrei
carichi così entriamo dentro al giro grosso.
Gigi.
Gigi.
Claudio Santa Maria.
Yes, very good actor. And Luca Marinetti, the boss one.
Which one would you go? That sounds great. Looks great.
Yes. So as you have seen, it's not that it's not Captain America or whatever.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. It's a shame that more of these things don't go to the world to see it, you know, so that we have a chance to.
But it's only on Netflix, so potentially it's cool.
Yeah. But as we see with HBO and the Czech thing, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to release it.
No, it's stayed in Czech.
Yeah, and they don't, and they don't necessarily release it, which is a shame.
Also because I think that one in the United States, or maybe in Canada too, they have the business industry has a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you take, an Avenger movie, I mean, I like the Avengers movie, but I prefer movies with more content.
Yeah, of course.
But
yeah.
These are the ones that, in the majority, are produced in, countries like maybe Spain, Italy,
yeah.
Czech Republic,
yeah.
So you don't get to see it.
Yeah, I know, and
that's
it's such
problem.
A shame, because they can be very good. That looked like a really good trailer.
That movie is fantastic.
This is great.
I know.
A panel on Italian movie making. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it should be Perfect Strangers when it was
And most of the movie making is in Cinecittà in Rome. Has anything happened like in Milan or like? But the studios itself, yeah, like in remote shooting, of course, but yeah, externals, of course, but for actual centers is Cinecittà, and that's a whole studio complex, isn't it?
Yes, but I don't think it's as big as Universal Studios or whatever. It's not small, but it's not big as those ones.
Mm-hmm. But it's famous. I mean, you know, yes. Cinecittà from Italian,
from
Fellini, yeah. Yes.
So they have been doing that for quite a few years, and it's been good for tourism.
Of course, yeah.
And so we have lots of things shot on location. Whereas in the past, we had people coming from abroad shooting movies in Italy.
Yes.
In places we didn't even know we died.
Well, in Italy now, lots of people go for, you know, because there is this famous, and really well done. TV series based on a series of books that are of novels that are of Andrea Camilleri, which passed away unfortunately a little bit. And it's the story of this detective.
And in Sicily. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the most famous from Sicily is Godfather, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Godfather, yes. I think it's the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, the 50th anniversary of the Godfather. Yeah. I mean, only part of it was shot in Sicily, of course, but the very famous part.
No, I think they shot in Sicily.
Yeah. But part of the movie, you know.
Yes.
You know, just
when Michael has to come home.
When Michael has to come home, yeah. What?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay.
I think he was shooting what? Indiana Jones?
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
He's still shooting Indiana Jones?
He was in
Glasgow?
Glasgow now is becoming like every city, it's sort of turned into Vancouver.
Really?
It's every city other than Glasgow. Mm-hmm. So they turned it into New York, I think. We had American flags everywhere. They put all these sort of 60s. Mm-hmm. Signs and it's supposed to be the parade for Neil Armstrong and the moon landings.
Okay.
Astronauts coming back, so they had the ticker tape parade, and it was over there, and we had Batman there.
Yep.
And it's the joke now is when you're trying to get work, it's all in the city centre, and everyone now has to phone in to work and say, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late, but it's Batman.
Nice excuse.
Yeah. Batman made me late.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do watch. I mean, they watch what's.
Not
no, not my shows, no.
So funny.
Yeah, well, it's funny. It's because it's the YouTube generation, right?
Yeah, sure.
So television series is not that much. I mean, Maketa and I watch. We watch, like, Breaking Bad, like I was saying yesterday, and Better Call Saul. And
good television.
Yeah. We just watched Succession. Has anyone watched that show? Succession is very good. Yeah, it's the billionaire family that's arguing amongst themselves. Also HBO. HBO has fantastic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I recommend that, Succession. It's a nice one.
Okay.
Any
questions?
Yeah,
I
have
a
question.
I'm learning a lot.
Mi è venuta una domanda in italiano. Ma se facessero Montalbano in inglese, come lo doppierebbero Catarella?
It's okay.
Norwegian, right? Because he wrote it all the way. dialect of
Great Sicilia.
But and also
Sicilia language with about the range of the books are in Sicilian language mixed with the
And it's a big difference, isn't it, in Sicilian and
Oh yes.
Yes.
And
the mix of different deep languages from Catania, Palermo, Agrigento or Tigenti.
Well, you're saying languages, you mean dialects.
Dialects,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I think he also invented some words.
He invented terms and words that do not exist in the Sicilian language. He invented all locations, all names of cities.
Oh, yes. I invented.
That's cool.
Sicilian, fantasy Sicily.
Yeah, yeah, fantasy Sicily, yeah.
So
yeah.
To deal with that, and so we have a mailing list where Sylvia and I are of professional translator. Basically, we are all Italians, but we have some people translating from Italian into their own language. And so it was so funny.
They have questions for English sometimes. Sometimes I can't answer because I don't
speak Italian. Exactly.
One of my favorite examples, because I translate as well, I was translating films from Czech to English, is how translation works. You know how they sometimes you'll take a phrase in English and you put it into Google, into French, and then you put it back into English, and then you put it back into French. And one of my, it's completely different. And my favorite version of that was an interview with Madonna many years ago, of course, when Madonna was, and it was an interview with Madonna in Hungarian. No, it was done in English. Then it was translated into Hungarian, and then it was translated back into English. And when you read, when it goes through all those different languages, it was absurd.
Yes.
Especially with English and all of its idioms, right? Because English is a very idiomatic language, and you use things like get a handle on it, and can you take it, and you have to sort of know what that means, that whole phrase means. And sometimes the translator, if you're too literal and you translate every single word, you know that, right? If you translate every single word, it doesn't make any sense, right?
You know Lina Vestmula, the director, the first female director.
Oh, yes.
Once I had to translate one of her interviews from English into Italian, of course. But her English, she spoke in English, and it was so bad for English that it made no sense.
And use your own words.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so, oh, okay, then it's that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A good translator, you can't be literate, but you have to get the feeling,
exactly.
the what they're trying to say.
You
have to say, you... Yes, yes. Yeah, and the meaning, and you try to catch the meaning, yeah. And it's difficult when you're here in Italy, and you know, where's your... Yeah. Do you ever phone your American friends, or do you...
Well, we have this mailing list.
The mailing list is very precious, because English when some people from different places can understand...
Will you put me on the list? I will answer your question. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have questions. Well, occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. Sure, but if somebody asks for, something from Czech or whatever, English, then I will.
Sure. Sure.
Well, I called Lita definitely a couple of times. I called there.
What does this mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah.
Yes, because my mother-in-law is completely useless. She's English. But she doesn't.
I'm sure she has some uses.
Yes, but for this.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there were, there was a monkey involved in some way. And so what does it mean? And so I said, okay, let's try. I was not confident that she could help me. But she said, oh, yes, well, this means blah, blah, because during fairs, all around the place, it's fairs.
Yeah, fairs, of course, yeah.
Many, many years ago.
They'd have monkeys.
They had monkeys, and so blah, blah, blah.
The organ grinder.
Yes, but I couldn't find it anywhere. I Also because, as you said, the language is always evolving.
Yes. Always evolving, and there's new phrases coming, particularly with new TV shows, right? There's new language coming all the time.
Which is a nightmare for translators.
Yeah.
So you translate from Czech into English or from English into Czech?
Czech into English, usually, what it is. Like if someone, for example, if someone writes a script and they are looking, that was my last one of my jobs, they're looking for money, they're looking to sell it, they need an English version of it, so they'll send me the script and translate it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. With the director actually of Bezvědomí asked me to translate a script for him as well, so, of Sleepers.
Did you get paid?
Yeah. What, you, is it not normal? Is it not normal to not get paid?
Yeah, to, you know, very low rates. Very low rates.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah, for the effort that's put into it, for sure, yeah. It used to be in Czech when I was translating subtitles, you'd get paid 5 crowns per subtitle,
mm-hmm.
for every subtitle. So if it's a Woody Allen movie, you get lots of money. but if it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, then I'll be back.
Well,
okay.
It's a big talk.
Yeah.
Well. No, at least for that, in Italy, you get paid by the movies. So it's even better if it's a Schwarzenegger movie.
Because it's...
Yeah,
there's.
So
it's even better, yeah, because it's by the minute, yeah,
yes,
sure.
But yes, yes, still.
You get paid by explosion.
We do, we get per minute of footage.
Yes.
So if it's got no dialogue, it's
perfect.
Wonderful. It's nice and slow.
Yes.
So if you ever get scripts through Netflix, because we used to do the English, if it was an English language thing, we would do the English subtitles that would then be sent to the translators.
Oh, you do that?
So if you ever got anything really terrible from an English language,
I did.
We used to get them in to check them, and I remember we had a South African comedy series that was sent to us, and whoever had created the subtitles.
Well, I can tell you that the English version of Money Heist was full of mistakes. Full
Sorry,
of mistakes.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, because it, we translated from Spanish. I did the first part, and then Elizabeth and God came in, but the English translation of the Spanish was completely wrong.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
It has to be people that are in the business that understand.
I also think that some of the people don't get the video. They only get
the script.
The
and that's,
and
yeah.
that's, you can't do
you can't do it.
Also, a lot of them doing the English subtitles, they're freelance, and they get maybe a couple of cents per minute of footage. So they try and get as many of these things as possible.
And they just go fast.
Just do it, they don't pay attention. Wait, so this comedy show, obviously he was quoting names of people and places in South Africa. Anytime he mentioned a word that was in Afrikaans or was a name, whoever did the subtext was put, speaks foreign.
Oh, don't tell me, yes, of course. And it was not in the track, or not the international track.
In the production track.
The production track.
Yeah, and it's not there, so you have to go
there.
Looking for it.
Yeah, what do I have to do?
Oh.
And then you send an email to Netflix and they say you're the translator.
Have you ever had to translate songs or music or poems?
Yes.
A poem is a really tough thing because that is,
well,
you know,
in that case, poems, we have to do it. But if it's a song, like, for example, you know, the Disney movies or things like that,
mm-hmm.
they call a maestro of music. So, because it has to not only to be translated, but it has to be sang,
and it has to make,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, sure, that's something that a person that knows music can
yeah.
do. We translate something very simple, maybe if your character, you know, is just sing-song, and was
yeah.
things like that, then we have to do it.
Yeah.
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 So,
yeah, it's a tough job. You like it until you hate it. Okay. Anyone want to ask a question? Anything else? Anything? No.
Is there a role that you would be for?
I want to be a cowboy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I would love to do a Western. Grow the hair long and. Horse.
You would have been good.
Oh, it would be so much fun. There was a great book written by Patrick DeWitt called Sisters Brothers, and they made a movie out of it. And that was one that I thought that would be great to do, but they got the rights.
By the way, Bruce auditioned for one of Sergio Leone movies.
Did he really?
Of course, they did not take him. No, sorry, no, it's not true. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And Leone said that, according to him, it did not. His face didn't fit to the faces that he was looking for. So, because he, you know, he did How the West Was Won.
Yes, of course,
yes,
Leone is. The spaghetti westerns, as they were famously done, filmed here in Rome.
No, I think you would have been.
That would have been awesome. I would love to do that.
Would you like to play the bad guy or the sheriff?
There is no bad guy. It's just choices. That's what I always say. Thank you, guys. Thank you. It was wonderful seeing you again here in Fiji. I hope we get a chance to see you again. It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Can we have the autograph session?
Of course. Of course.
Avete ascoltato Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache dalla galassia. Da un'idea di Paolo Bianchi e Omar Serafini, con il contributo cibernetico del Cylon Prof. Massimo De Santo. Potete seguirci ed interagire con noi sul nostro sito fantascientificast.com, sul profilo Instagram Fantascientificast, sul canale Telegram Fantascientificast e sulla nostra community Telegram t.me/fsccommunity. Se siete particolarmente timidi, potete utilizzare la vecchia, cara e affidabile posta elettronica scrivendoci all'indirizzo redazione@fantascientificast.com. Tutte le puntate sono disponibili sul nostro sito e su tutti i principali servizi di streaming on demand. Se volete sostenere il nostro progetto offrendoci una birra romulana o un gotto esplosivo pangalattico, troverete tutte le informazioni e modalità nell'apposita sezione del nostro sito. Il podcast ha carattere esclusivamente ricreativo e divulgativo, non ha alcun scopo di lucro e viene diffuso gratuitamente. Fantascientificast è una produzione amatoriale. Non si intende infrangere alcun copyright, i cui diritti appartengono ai rispettivi detentori. Autorizzazione SIAE 5612I5359. Nessun byte e nessun tribolo sono stati maltrattati durante la produzione di questo podcast. Val 9000 e l'equipaggio di Fantascientificast vi augurano lunga vita e prosperità e vi danno appuntamento al prossimo episodio lungo la rotta di Kessel. E ricordate, la fantascienza finge di guardare dentro il futuro, ma in realtà guarda il riflesso della verità che è davanti a noi. Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache dalla galassia.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.